Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, it's Wednesday, so that means we get to speak to a writer who knows a few things in the gun culture, and he writes about all of them very well. He is the biggest writer at Amaland.com, which is the biggest website of its type on the planet, and his name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, and I hope that the connection is working well. And what would you like to start with?
Well, let's talk about the planned gun buyback, which is one of those things where, you know, it's an assault on the English language because they never sold them in the first place. And how this is likely, it's happening in Denver, and it's already, before it's even happening, everybody's saying, oh, well, you guys can't be doing that.
Exactly. It's really bizarre because back in 2013, people, or I think it was either 2012 or 2013, that Colorado, after a school shooting, I think it was, pushed hard and managed to get a horrendous gun control program through. And there was a lot of pushback, and some of the local politicians were unelected. Were recalled, as a matter of fact, because of it. But they still passed this very nasty law, which they call universal background checks. And it is essentially a ban on the private sale of guns. No gun sale is allowed to happen. And they just call it a transfer. No gun transfer is allowed to happen. Unless you go to a federal firearms licensee and have the federal firearms licensee run a background check on the gun and on the buyer, and I believe they also have to get the information from the seller, and then and only then are they allowed to transfer a gun to another party. It's a really nasty version of universal background checks, and it was passed in Colorado. Well, shortly after they passed it, they tried to hold one of these so-called buybacks, which is, as you noted, it's an Orwellian term. They can't buy back something they never owned before. So the very terminology is used to set the stage that you don't really own a gun, or you really don't own anything. The government allows you to have certain things for a while, but they can take them away from you anytime they want because they're the government. I mean, that's the essence of the term. It's all included in that Orwellian term, buyback. But what happened is that there was a sheriff in, I think it was Boulder, and they were going to have one of these events. And a local FFL dealer told them, no, I won't participate because what you're saying would violate the law. And I'm not going to violate the law just because you say it's okay. And the sheriff, after looking at the legislation instead of just mouthing off, refused to go along with the buyback too because he realized he would be violating the law as well. There's no exemption in the Colorado law for guns to be transferred to police without them being confiscated, without some legal action. They can't just say, I want that, and somebody have it, give it to them. They have to go through a federally licensed dealer, and that's the way the law reads. And so buybacks or these gun turn-ins to police, essentially, just don't work in Colorado because they're clearly breaking the law if they try to make them happen. But what happened in Denver and Aurora recently is you had a couple of politicians who don't like the idea of the public having guns, and they planned this buyback for March of next year, and they just said, well, we're going to do it. Obviously, they didn't check out the law. I mean, the law hasn't been changed. I really think it's unlikely that they're going to be able to get the legislature to change the law by March of this year and make a special exemption for them. I just don't think it's going to happen. So my expectation is they'll just figure out that they can't do it, and they'll just not say anything more about it. Because that's the way they run. You know, they'll never admit they made a mistake. They'll never say, oh, we couldn't do it because it's illegal. They'll just sweep it into the memory hole, so to speak.
Right.
And I think that's what's going to happen. But the idea, I find it hilarious that they went to this effort. They planned it. They made a big public media release before they ever checked whether they could legally do it or not. I mean, the ignorance of the people who push this stuff is frightening how ignorant they are. And they're arrogant at the same time. It's a terribly dangerous combination.
I find that to be a common trait, though. They will go out there. I mean, they propose laws sometimes when there's already laws like that in place.
Yes. Yes, it's true. I've seen that. You know, that's already against the law. What? What? You know, and it's often based on the media.
Yeah.
You know, the media will say something out of complete ignorance, and it'll be completely wrong, but they'll assume that it's absolutely true because somebody on the media said it. I mean, look at what happened in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, which we've talked about quite a bit. The media created this total false reality of what happened, even though there was video of almost the entire event from various angles that anybody could go and look at on the Internet. And yet they insisted on lying about events.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. And, I mean, they do that all the time.
Exactly.
You know, we saw, and you haven't written about this, but since you brought it up, it's an excellent point. I want to ask you about this. Do you think, and we're coming up on the break, so you won't be able to answer this, do you think that what we saw in Waukesha with that guy that, you know, that career criminal who just happened to be black, who decided to aim his vehicle at Caucasians? Because I've often said that if they sit there and tell me and you that we're Nazis and we're racists and we're pedophiles and we're this is and that's and all the other, if you really believe that, sooner or later, somebody's going to do something about it. And now, if I'm right about this, I think maybe the mainstream media may now be complicit in rage killings. So, you hang on for me, though. You can mull that over. And, well, Dean has well over 1,800 articles at Amaland.com. Amaland.com is in the top 1,000 of all websites in the world. I think it's like 744 or something like that. All waiting for you to go check them out. Amaland.com. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and I asked him a question. Has the mainstream media finally succeeded in causing people to kill people based upon this narrative that they've created?
Yes, and it's probably happened a lot before, just not so obviously. And it's amazing how the news coverage of this mass murder in Waukesha is kind of papered over. And yet you have an event where, somebody who is black gets shot in a dubious circumstance, and it's national news. It's truly amazing to see the level of propaganda that our so-called media, they're not ours, obviously, they belong to other people, and those people are not friendly to us, it appears. So, yes, I think you're absolutely correct, and there's probably more of it than we know of.
Right, so
I'd like to say a little bit more about these gun turn-ins that they call buybacks.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because back in around 2010, 2011, they were pretty popular for a while. They seemed to be springing up just about everywhere. And one of the things that I promoted and saw happen quite a bit was private buyers going to these events and offering more money for the better specimens than the people at the so-called buyback offered. And you'd think if their object was to get guns out of the hands of people who didn't want them, that they would welcome this because it allowed them more money to get less expensive, cheaper guns and maybe more dangerous guns away from people. But universally, the organizers of these events absolutely hated the idea of private buyers taking guns off the street and putting them into responsible hands. And I many times heard comments from people running these things that if they were not allowed to destroy the guns that came in, then there was no point to holding one of these events.
Right.
But I thought your idea was to get guns off the streets. I mean, if they go to a collector who values that double-barreled English shotgun that some widower was unaware was worth $5,000 and was going to turn it in for $100, and you offered her $500 and she took it, that everybody benefits from that. There's no benefit to taking that expensive gun and shredding it, except possibly to make propaganda to promote the idea that guns are bad and you should turn them into police. But if you have a bunch of private buyers out there saying, well, I'll pay you much more for that one, it sends a totally different message. It says lots of guns are worthwhile and good and people won't pay money for them.
Sure.
And so we saw more and more private buyers start showing up where it was legal. There's about 10 or 11 states where you can't do it because they forbid it by law with things like this law in Colorado with the universal ban on private sales. Essentially, you're not allowed to privately sell a gun. It has to go through the government. And when that happens, it kills people who are buying guns at these events. Not completely. There's still been a few people with a lot of guts and entrepreneurial skill who had a federal firearms license in, say, California, and they'd go to these events and say, well, come by the shop tomorrow, and we'll do the transfer legally to me, and I'll give you double what they're offering at this event.
Right.
And that does happen, but it makes it very difficult to organize. It makes it very difficult to get the valuable guns out of the mix and back into responsible hands where everybody benefits. And I think that's the goal. The goal isn't really to have safety. It's to demonize guns. And that's why I think they do these events. And they're not measurably able to reduce crime at all. In fact, the biggest study that was done on these found that there was a slight uptick in crime right after these events. I mean, it's a very small amount, but measurable. And then it would go back to sort of the normal consistency. They don't decrease homicides. They don't decrease suicides. But they are a form of propaganda, and I think that's their primary purpose.
Who actually was wanting to do this?
In Colorado?
In Colorado, yeah. Who wanted to do the buyback?
Yeah, well,
obviously not the government.
Well, there's a District 5 councilwoman, I think she's from Denver, Amanda Sawyer, said that now is the time to take action. So I'm presuming she's one of the organizers. And there's another councilman, Curtis Gardner, who's from Aurora, councilman at large. So he was elected by in a general election for the whole city, apparently, and not just a district. And those two seem to be the two that are organizing this event. And there's a nonprofit called Raw Tools that pushes to profit off of these events by taking the metal that's in the guns and making some kind of art or jewelry out of them, and then apparently selling them.
Right.
And that way, the people who want to signal their virtue in hating guns can wear jewelry made from gunmetal.
It's just such a lovely, lovely, lovely idea.
It's obvious that we have become so safe. Life is so easy in the United States, and we haven't had major challenges for a while. For the average person, I'm not saying that many service people haven't had major challenges or that we haven't had challenges as a nation, but we haven't had real war on our shores for, 80 years now?
Yeah.
And then only very slightly during World War II.
Yeah. Hang on,
really, it's been since the Civil War.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. We'll be right back. Talking to Dean Weinberg. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the economy is on the minds of many, President Biden says you have more money in your pocket thanks to him.
Wages are up thanks to the American Rescue Plan. We've delivered significant tax cuts for families raising kids. Tax cuts and rising wages for middle-class families mean Americans on average have about $100 more in their pockets every month.
Biden adding every country in the world is grappling with high prices as they recover from the pandemic. Police say the 15-year-old accused in a deadly Michigan high school shooting made a video the night before the tragedy talking about his plans to kill his classmates. The teenager is accused of killing four students and injuring seven others Tuesday at Oxford High School north of Detroit. His charges include four counts of first-degree murder and one count of terrorism. He will be tried as an adult. You're listening to USA Radio News. With the bipartisan infrastructure package passed into law, Democrats are now focused on passing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda to provide Americans with more benefits and good-paying union jobs. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says he hopes the bill does not pass the Senate, otherwise inflation will continue to grow.
When you spend like crazy, you shouldn't be surprised when you get a 31-year high inflation rate. So that's where we're at. Let's hope they stop it.
The Biden administration continues to say it expects inflation to decrease in 2022. Capital One is getting rid of its overdraft fees. Retail banking customers who belong to Cap One won't have to pay the fees that can be up to $35 for each time it happens. A spokesperson for the company saying they'll lose around $150 million in revenue each year because of the decision to get rid of the fees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Are we done with Denver? Is it time to move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Well, let's talk about the Ninth Circuit.
yeah.
Are they disappointing their overlords in California, you think?
No, I think they're doing exactly what their dark overlords want them to do. Which is to destroy the Constitution. And this is not a new theory or a new thought. This is what progressives have always taught from a little before 1900 on. They have taught that the Constitution is outmoded. It overly restricts government. It doesn't apply to today because it was written over 200 years ago. And therefore, we need to figure out ways to ignore it or alter it. And we don't want to go through the amendment process because the amendment process is just too hard. Therefore, we're just going to have appoint judges who will ignore the Constitution by saying it's old and doesn't apply. And that's pretty close. Now, what's happened here, I've written a couple different articles about it, but it started with a extremely well-written opinion by Judge Roger T. Benitez back in 2019. It was March of 2019 that explained very clearly and logically why a ban on magazines that held over 10 rounds was an unconstitutional infringement on the Second Amendment. And then I was surprised to see about a year and a half later in August of 2020, that there was a three-judge panel from the Ninth Circuit That was a split decision. Two judges upheld the decision, and the third judge dissented. But it still upheld Benitez's decision, and it went further. Well, as has become common on the Ninth Circuit, if a three-judge panel upholds the Second Amendment, well, it automatically then goes to an en banc panel, another bite at the apple, so to speak. And the en banc panel, which is 11 judges on the Ninth Circuit, most of the other circuits, it's the whole circuit. All the judges on the circuit form the en banc panel. But because the Ninth Circuit is so huge, it really needs to be broken up into two or three different circuits. But because it is so huge, they limit their panel to 11 judges that are on the circuit. And the en banc panel, in a 7-4 decision, basically said they reversed the three-judge panel, and they said, no, the Second Amendment doesn't cover magazines with more than 10 rounds because public safety. And basically they said is that public safety, no matter how minor, can be used to abrogate fundamental constitutional rights because we say so. I mean, that's essentially what they said. And they're able to reach this point because the Supreme Court hasn't ruled on numerous cases in several circuits that have been whittling away at Second Amendment rights over the last decade. And that's how they're able to do it. And they say, well, look, this circuit did this, and this circuit did that, and the Supreme Court didn't do anything to them, so why should we be any different? Here, let me quote something from a couple of things from the decision. And this is real key, the first sentence. Defendant does not dispute that California's ban on large capacity magazines implicates, at least in some measure, the core Second Amendment right of self-defense in the home. So they're saying the core right is implicated. It is infringed on somewhat. And then, they say a little later, instead, defendant argues that the ban imposes only a small burden on the Second Amendment right, and that accordingly, intermediate scrutiny is the appropriate lens through which to view California law. And of course, intermediate scrutiny in this case means they can do whatever they want. And that's where they are in this decision. And then, in a concurring opinion, Judge Hurwitz writes, and this is really interesting to see how she I'm not sure if it's a she, how they phrase this. The people of California should not be precluded from attempting to prevent mass murders simply because they don't occur regularly enough in the eyes of an unelected Article III judge. Now, if you read that, if you deconstruct that, what she's saying, any excuse will do to circumvent constitutional rights, which we find to be unpopular. All constitutional rights have some degree of risk with them. All First Amendment rights, if you allow people to say things that people might do things that are wrong, well, or then those rights, you know, can cause problems. Of course, we're in the process of doing away with First Amendment rights by making essentially that argument. Well, we can't have people saying what we believe are false about COVID because people could get hurt. So we have to suppress that information, which we call misinformation. Now, of course, it just happens that all of what they block as, quote, misinformation benefits them politically. But if you go down that road, there's no First Amendment left. And the same thing with the, you know, Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. Well, if you don't have Fourth Amendment rights, you catch more crooks. You probably save some lives. But the problem with all this, of course, is that by denigrating and doing away with limits on the government, we end up with far more death, destruction, and horror than we ever would have got by maintaining the limitations on government set forth in the Constitution. And, of course, the Ninth Circuit judges are sworn to uphold the Constitution. I think they do. They just think that when they're sworn to the uphold the Constitution, the oath goes something like this. I swear to uphold the Constitution as I see fit because it's my duty as a judge to determine what the Constitution means at any time, and I can make it mean anything I want. That's what they seem to be saying in the Ninth Circuit. So, the four judges who dissented put forward a great dissent, and they basically said, look, you're not upholding the Constitution, you're just created this complex system to give you the result you want whenever you want it. And I think they're absolutely correct. So this will be appealed. It'll be appealed to the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court process is long. It could be a couple years before the court even decides whether they will accept the case or not.
I want to ask you a couple of questions about the Supreme Court when we get back, coming up on the next break. And yeah, I want to ask about that.
Good.
This article is straight off of the pages of Ameland.com. Ameland.com is the biggest website of its type in the world, the biggest gun culture website there is. And Dean is the biggest writer, and he covers the entirety of the gun culture in a way nobody else does that comprehensively. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. I've got a question for you, Dean, regarding this scrutiny. Can the Supreme Court decide that Second Amendment issues should be, they should impose strict scrutiny on it, and then do the circuit courts have to abide by that, or do we just have to let the circuit courts be sort of tyrannical temporarily until it winds its way to the Supreme Court, then roll those dice and hope that they get take up the case?
Well, the Supreme Court can rule that strict scrutiny applies, and they actually already did in Heller and McDonald. It's just that the circuit courts have been ignoring what they said, and they're using a little bit of language that put in there, convinced Kennedy to put in there to allow a little crack for them to insert all kinds of regulations. And what we have is several of the circuits and several judges on the different circuits absolutely hate the idea of any restriction on government power. And the Second Amendment is a restriction on government power. And they see themselves as part of the government, and they don't want to have their power reduced by having any of the government's power reduced. This is my interpretation, my opinion. And so they have been resisting the Supreme Court. Ordinarily, you would expect the Supreme Court to knock them down regularly and quickly. I mean, they just see a circuit rule contrary to their opinion, they'd take that case and said, we said it, we mean it, we're reversing this, that's it. But what we have is we have so many jurists now who don't want to obey the Supreme Court because they want to make their own law. And so we have to get a Supreme Court that's sturdy enough and strong enough to put out strong measures to reverse these decisions. I'm thinking we may be there. It's hard to know. I am not real confident in the Chief Justice, John Roberts' ability to have a spine. It just doesn't seem like he has much of one. But there might be enough there to uphold the Second Amendment. This ruling, or this opinion in the Ninth Circuit, is a direct assault on the Second Amendment. It specifically says, yeah, we understand this infringes, but so what? It's only a little bit, and we think it's useful. Well, if you can infringe a little bit, you can infringe a little bit more, and pretty soon there is nothing left. And that's clearly what they want. They already have ruled a couple different times that there is no right to carry a gun outside the home. That's half the Second Amendment, at least, right there.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, we can decide how many rounds you can have in a gun. Even though these magazines have been in common use for over a century, we get to decide. We won't let you do it because we don't want you to. Not because it has any constitutional backing. They're just saying, we're not going to be limited by the Constitution. We don't want to be, and we won't. And so that's where we're at. We have to...
Now, when you're talking about this, are we talking about the circuit courts, or are we talking about the state supreme courts? And is there any way to rein these circuit courts in? When did they become that powerful to the point to where they don't have to worry about certain things?
Well, Congress has the ability to rein them in. They can eliminate them. They can create them. They can split them up. If we can get control of Congress with enough people that believe in the Constitution and have a president that also believes in the Constitution, we can enforce the Constitution on these circuit courts. We can impeach judges. We can do away with circuit courts. We can reduce their size. We can split them up. You can do all of that. And it's just a question of having the political will to do it. I would say that the Supreme Court seems a little bit easier route, and appointing originalist and textualist to the Supreme Court who will actually uphold the law rather than attempt to make their own as part of a cabal of three branches of government, of progressives in the courts and progressives in the legislature and progressives as president, who just say, we're going to conspire together to take power away from the people and put it in our own hands. And that's what we have been seeing for most of 100 years, but really particularly bad since the middle 60s.
Well,
it wasn't as apparent when a lot of the progressives believed that the best hope for mankind was a strong United States. But that has been completely undercut in the last, about 50 years or so.
Okay. I'm just looking at this, and this world of ours seems to have gone really topsy turvy.
It has,
and these courts, like I saw this the other day, and I talked about this. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. If you are a German citizen and you want to go to the local euthanasia center because you're just tired of this life, you have to prove to them that you have the COVID-19 vaccination.
Wow. Oh, my.
I mean,
that's amazing.
That's one of the crazier things I've ever heard in my life.
Here is something that I haven't completely verified, but I believe it's correct. In Wisconsin, this Waukesha mass murder that happened with the assault by vehicle that's becoming more and more common.
Right.
All of the hearings in Wisconsin are supposed to be public record and maintained as a permanent record. The particular hearing for bond, for the person who killed those six people in Waukesha, has mysteriously been corrupted, and you can't get it anymore. I mean, it's amazing. And the prosecutor in the case, who's from Milwaukee, has a long history of corruption. So we have found that in 76, when they did the Imbel decision, giving prosecutors absolute immunity from lawsuit, the Supreme Court created a huge crack in the edifice of our constitutional protections. And we've now created a bunch of offices that have been taken over by people who want to do our republic harm, and they are doing so with a vengeance.
Well, I mean, I just look at this craziness and everything where we've got these judges now that think that they are the... why don't they just get rid of legislatures in their circuits? Why don't they make a ruling saying, you don't need legislatures? We'll tell you. Why don't we have intergovernmental war?
Yeah, and they will say because there are some legislatures we agree with, and they give us cover, and they give us more power, and they give us more perks. You know, so we like the legislature to work with us on the way we want to structure society. That's essentially how it's working, I think.
Yeah. Well, everything being back to normal and everything, it looks like things are going to be the same as they should be on most Fridays. Will you be available on Friday?
I hope to be, but I'm battling communications problems. When both your primary and backup systems go bad on you in short order, it takes some effort, and I haven't got them fixed yet. So I believe I'll be able to, but I may have to resort to extreme measures.
Well, in any event, I look forward to that, and thank you for joining me today.
It is always a pleasure, Bill, and I look forward to being here on Friday, barring a serious mishap, which could happen.
Well, fingers crossed. Thank you, sir. And I'll be back in 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.